Buying a wine in the world today might take all your wallet, Scott. Finding a bargain wine today sure can help a lot. Do you want to get away? Denise wants to get away. Sometimes wine just calls your name, and the wine appraiser's glad you came. You want to know, without spending a dime, which wines are not the same. You want to know which bottle of wine is lame. Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
My singing partner. She didn't participate.
You could have used a little accompaniment.
I know.
But you gave it a whirl.
Yep, that's right. Well, if it makes it. We'll see. Tonight we're tasting, that's wrong. We're tasting two Merlots tonight. And, one comes from Trader Joe's. It's their Platinum Merlot.
Okay.
It was right at $15.
Platinum.
$14.99.
Ooh.
And the other one is a Markham Merlot. Both of them come from Napa Valley, and the Markham is right at, it was $28.99. So
28.
29 Ooh, bucks.
We jumped.
Yeah. So okay. I'm in there.
Both at Trader Joe's?
No. I got the Markham at Wall to Wall Wine.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a big price difference in them. So we'll see if we can taste the difference.
Sometimes we can. Sometimes okay. We don't.
Last week we couldn't. So
no.
We'll find out. But before we start talking about Merlot, and we don't have a whole lot, we're going to talk about a lot of history of Merlot.
Okay.
Over the last 25 years.
Merlot has a history.
Do you know what happened to Merlot in the last 25 years?
I do not know.
Then stay tuned.
It's had a rough
stay
ride.
Stay tuned. It has had a... But before we start on that, we wanted to thank you for listening and want to ask you to subscribe and follow the show. And if you want to learn and just have more fun with wine, you came to the right place.
Yep.
Just
came
keep
to
listening.
The right place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're new to the show, we are all about blind tasting. And like I said, sometimes we pick the wines that are more expensive. Sometimes we don't. Last
That's
week,
correct.
We liked the cheap wine.
We did.
The more,
Kono.
The less expensive wine.
The less expensive.
Yeah.
So the Kono. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kono. And that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really good ratings. And if you like Sauvignon Blanc, I would say go to Trader Joe's and get some Kono.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Merlot, it has had a rough 25 years. So in 2004, Merlot was the number one produced and consumed wine in the U.S.
Wow. It's a go-to.
So they were, it was up to about 15% of the whole U.S. wine market.
Wow, we liked it.
Yeah. So we were drinking a lot. And then a movie came out in 2004 called Sideways. Mm-hmm.
Sideways.
Yeah. And I was going to get some quotes from the movie.
Back in the day when you used to go to movies.
Yeah.
And anticipate movies coming out.
But essentially, the whole movie was about two guys and two girls going around wine country, and the one guy was stuck on Merlot sucks. It's terrible.
Yep.
Give me Pinot. And
I kind of agree.
And so, oh, really?
I would take a Pinot over a Merlot.
Oh, really? See, Merlot is probably my favorite.
But I like Cab, and Cab and Merlots are closely related.
Cab and Merlots are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. Yep. And yeah, I would say Merlot, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I've had good all of those. But I would say probably Merlot and Cabs are probably my very favorites normally.
Okay.
But I do like a good Pinot, too.
I do like a good Pinot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Grenache.
Yeah. So there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to the story. So Merlot was the number one wine.
2004.
And the movie comes out.
Which year did the movie come out?
2004. And he goes through that movie saying Merlot sucks, it's terrible, don't drink Merlot, drink Pinot. Well, Pinot takes a big shot up, and Merlot goes from that 15% to, by the end of 2006, it was down to 12%. It lost 3% of the market.
Oh, I thought it might be a little more. Okay.
But that's the whole U.S. market.
Yeah.
So 3% of the whole U.S. market, that's a lot.
It's hard.
And it went down even further to 9% in 2014. By 2014.
So it was just a steady decline.
It kept going, yeah. Mm. And in California, it went from being 305,000 tons produced in the year 2000 of Merlot, to there was 220,000 tons. So it lost 85,000 tons of Merlot grapes.
Production. Wow.
Were lost up to the year of 2019. So
and
that
then,
much
now, where
less
do we,
per year.
Where do we find ourselves today?
And so from that, also, in California, which is, I mean, that's where most of the wine comes from in the U.S., they've also seen plantings of Merlot has dropped 55 to 60% from the year 2000 to 2019. So not only have they dropped the overall production, but they've also quit planting Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's taking a hit.
So a big drop in plantings. But I was reading, there are positive signs for Merlot. One being in a 2016 survey, they actually found millennials
liking it.
Merlot is their favorite drink.
Mm, and millennials are what age? Tell me again.
What is it? From like 1980 to 99, I think.
Okay.
So all of our kids would be millennials. Yes.
And they're favoring the Merlot again.
Millennials, it is one of their favorite drinks or their number one wine.
Okay. Not of our kids, though.
Also, Merlot is still the most planted grape and the biggest wine grape in Bordeaux. So a major, major French region, Merlot is still their number one grape.
Okay.
Also, East Coast wine has really shot up. Virginia has really taken off. I know there's lots in North Carolina. There's some in Georgia. New York has really increased. Pennsylvania. I know I even saw Delaware, Jersey. They're planting some wine and having wine
planting
grapes.
Planting wine? That's a blooper.
They're planting grapes and producing wine.
They're planting wine.
And Merlot is like their number one grape that the East Coast is looking for.
Okay, interesting to see what they are producing. We'll have to compare it.
Virginia is supposed to be producing a lot of really good wine.
I have to
and I don't know about the other places, but
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's about it. Let's go to our wines tonight. So again, we believe in blind tasting. So tonight we have these two wines. We poured them after they were in bags.
And yes, and we poured them into new glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, which yeah. Which was kind of exciting.
Shot. Vessel.
Vessel? Whistle. Vessel. Yes, vessel.
Shot vessel.
Shot vessel glasses.
And we love them.
Yeah.
They are really nice.
Beautiful glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at number one, though.
Okay. Number one.
Okay. What do you get on this?
Oh, it's very dark. Can't even see your fingers through that.
But it does have kind of some reddish tint to it.
Purple with a touch of, it's very violet.
Okay. Lots of legs. It's pretty. It's
lots of legs.
Probably.
But most
medium full body
are a little bit more alcohol oriented. And this is very herb. I would say I get like a. Do you get like a sagey smell? Wow, that's the first thing that hits me instead of fruit.
Okay,
is the herbs on this?
It seems very bright to me. Kind of like some, I would say, grassiness, some brightness to it. You don't see that?
It tastes more. The taste is fruity, though, like fruitcake, jammy, fruitcake-ish. It's got the baking, bay leaf, sage, spices.
Don't get it. Don't get any of that.
What are you getting? What are you getting?
I do get the herbaceous or grassiness, and it's just kind of a brightness to me. I think this is, it's a little bit red and a little bit dark fruits I'm getting. And to me, the tannins are a little bit tougher in this one. I'm getting some bite to it. I mean, not much, but it makes my mouth kind of stick together. Makes my tongue and everything stick together a little bit. To me, it's a little bit weak. Doesn't have as much flavor as what I'd like. I get some, I'd say a little bit of cedar, a little bit of spiciness.
Yes.
But spiciness. Everything's kind of toned down to me. To me, it doesn't have as much flavor as what I would like.
And the fruit, I think, for me, is kind of between a black cherry and a fruitcake. And I get a lot of the herbs and spiciness.
Okay. You were talking about jammy. I don't get any of that in there.
And the smell. The baking.
Okay. Okay.
I do. With a little bit like a sagey.
Okay. And if you've listened to the show before, Denise likes to wait till we taste both of them before we rank them.
Yeah. I do think that number one, though, is light on the finish.
Well, yeah, I think it's light on
and
flavor.
It's not fruit forward. It's not fruit forward.
Okay. The second one, a little bit, to me, a little bit darker color.
It's to me, it's more of a red violet, where the other was a brown violet.
Okay, we're exactly opposite.
Yeah, I see more
usually red, on everything.
Red pink. In this second glass.
And I get darker fruits in this one.
The smell is much more fruit, much more, I would say even a cedar.
I get much more cedar.
Much more cedar, much more, almost like a raspberry cherry smell.
Wow. Okay. And I'd say way more towards the darker fruit, more plummy, and there's way more vanilla, more cedar.
Yes, a little vanilla.
And more spice in
the
this.
The vanilla, you can taste it too when on the finish. This has a little bit longer finish of vanilla and plum, maybe. I like number two better. Because it doesn't have so much of that herb spice.
Yeah.
So I definitely like two better, but two is very I think the alcohol is very high in number two, more so than number one.
I would say
my shot vessel glass is just making the alcohol cling to it. I don't know.
I think,
but I do like two better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Normally, I would say we don't have a clue on which wine is which. I'd be laying on the floor if number two is not the Markham.
You think it's a $28 bottle?
That is a nice wine. I really.
It was nice.
Really, really like that. Did I say enough really?
You did.
Okay. So we know which one we like. What would you rank number one? So our ranking is one, we won't even finish the glass. Two, we'll finish the glass, but we don't like it. Three is a good wine. And depending on price, we may buy it again. Mm-hmm. Four, we really like.
I say number...
And five, we really, really like.
Well, yeah, we don't share. I don't share on my fives.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my bottle. All mine.
So what would you go on? Number one?
A two.
Ooh.
I'm not going to look for that.
Okay.
There's so much better Merlots on the market.
Okay.
I'm not going for that.
I'm going to give that a three.
It's just not me.
I would drink that, and I wouldn't have any problems with it, especially if we didn't have number two to compare that to. How about number two?
I really like it. I'm going to say that. I'm still saying it's a three.
Wow. Okay.
Because it doesn't have the finish that I like.
Mm.
The finish isn't quite as strong, but I love the aroma, and it's good. I was just expecting, for that price range, a little more finish. Mm.
And I'm going
to the four.
I'm going a strong four on that. I like that.
It's good. It's that raspberry. That raspberry would be great with chocolate.
Mm.
I get a raspberry finish on it.
Okay. Well, let's find out what we're drinking. And we'll tell you about a little bit more about our wines. And we have been wrong a lot.
No, we are wrong. Yes, indeed.
But I cannot see that tonight.
Well.
Nope. We are correct tonight.
Okay.
Well, and I should say, it would have been good if that would have been the opposite way, because then I could have bought a bottle that I really like for $15 bucks,
but not the case.
No.
So the $15 wine is the Trader Joe's Platinum.
Yep. And so our number one wine is a 2023 Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Merlot,
which I give a two and you give a three.
Yep. Got that from Trader Joe's, $14.99. It comes from Napa Valley. Both of these are from Napa Valley. Number one is actually 14.8%. The Reserve Wine Snob says aromas of dark fruit, lots of cedar, and other barrel room-like notes and a little spice.
Little spice, woo!
They give it, the Reserve Wine Snob gives it a recommended buy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not buying.
I think he actually gave it an 8 on flavor.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it was, he tastes a lot of inexpensive wines. And so that was, that's towards the higher end.
Well, it has a very, very strong aroma, which aroma affects your taste.
Yeah.
So.
And he did say you need to, because it's such a young wine,
to set
you
it
need
out.
To let it breathe a little bit, and it does open up a little bit. And that might help out with those tannins a little bit.
Right, and you didn't mind this one.
And I don't mind it, no. I could definitely drink that. It's just, it doesn't have all the flavor I want.
The finish is...
It's a little bit...
Very flat.
It's a little bit weaker in flavor. Our wine number two, of which Denise gave that a three, I'm giving it a strong four. I really like that. It's a 2021 Markham Napa Valley Vineyards Merlot. We got that from Wall to Wall Wine for $28.99, so $29. It's actually a little bit lower alcohol, 14.5%. And this got a 90 rating from Wine Enthusiast. And they said, juicy palate of cherries, plums, and drizzled through with chocolate, violet candy, accentuated by fresh herbs.
Ooh.
And I don't...
It does have a very fruity finish. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it would go
lots
great
of fruit,
with chocolate.
Lots
maybe
of vanilla,
the chocolate
spice.
Taste was what I thought chocolate. It's like, yeah. Give me chocolate with this wine.
Yeah. Yeah. When I taste these two, I mean, the flavor is just incredibly different.
Mm-hmm. The just, nose is different also.
Yeah, way, way different. Mm-hmm. You just don't get much from the Trader Joe's. This one here just, wow. It's
good.
A bunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will definitely be taking a refill on my Markham.
And we are having steak tonight to go with our Merlot.
Any chocolate?
No. I kind of had my chocolate today already. So next week, we are going to have our first pet nat.
Oh, yes. This is going to be something new.
Yeah.
Screw top? No, bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
Bottle yep. cap top.
Yeah. A bottle cap on our pet nat.
And what price range is a pet nat that we purchased?
I can't remember.
Hmm.
We'll have to fill you in on all that next week.
Okay. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. It wasn't too expensive. We got it from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll find out what it all tastes right. like.
Well, we have a winner tonight.
Find out a little bit about it. But yes, we definitely had a winner and big difference in these two Merlots.
Mm-hmm.
And Merlot does not suck.
No.
And don't let that movie
but
stop you from buying a Merlot.
Let's put a Merlot and a Pinot together and talk sideways.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty easy to tell
you
them
pick
apart.
Out the Merlot and I pick out the Pinot.
Okay. That's okay. fine. Okay. So, until next time.
Competition's on.
Happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.